Indiana Department of Transportation officials Tuesday evening pitched the department's proposal for two new so-called J-turn intersections in Logansport. But as WBAA's Charlotte Tuggle reports, residents appear to want to put a halt to that idea.
A J-turn makes drivers wanting to cross a divided highway make three turns instead of proceeding directly across four lanes of traffic. First, a right into the flow of traffic, then an almost immediate left in a J-shaped lane across the median, and finally another almost immediate right back onto the original road. Many residents were not in favor, citing the number of large farming and livestock vehicles that move through the area. Some locals suggested adding extra signage or lights would improve safety much more cheaply. The two J-turns would be built along U.S. 24 at the intersections with County Road 600 East and Logansport Road. NDOT calls these two areas hotspots for safety programs, despite each intersection seeing only a couple thousand cars a month and averaging only about one crash every 2 months. Logansport resident Jessica Kranz says NDOT was pushing what she calls propaganda for the proposed J-turns.
They kept saying the same thing repeatedly, and I feel as though they sent their best puppets, and they weren't necessarily equipped with knowing our community and what the needs are of our community.
NDOT spokesman Doug Motes says even if a J-turn is implemented, it could be changed later if it doesn't work for the community.
A J-turn might be a good fix and might be a permanent fix, but it also could be just a way to hit the traffic safety concerns initially and then evaluate something, another alternative down the road.
He says converting an intersection to a J-turn is about 1/20th the cost of building an interchange and takes a couple of months to complete. For WBAA News, I'm Charlotte Tuggle.